Stop running from the potential of what you can be, guys. It's inside of you. It's always been there.
It's up to you. The ball's in your court. No more around.
You should be a monster. You should be ruthlessly ambitious and then learn how to control it.
Once I see where I was broken, then I can attack that weakness. I can fill in that gap. I can reinforce that breach.
All the pain, all the work, all the sacrifice to get him is well worth it. If anything, it's a small down payment for the price and the reward you got and that feeling I once felt. How do you ever turn your back on it?
You won't die, and if you do die, you won't care because you'll be dead. Best case, you win. Worst case, it won't matter.
Winning is for the obsessed. You must be obsessed if you want to win. You must be obsessed with the goal, the journey, the outcome, the experience, the rejections, the resilience, the grit. And throughout that journey, as you hit these micro wins, celebrate them and then lock back in.
You want your life to be better? I can't help you. Lee can't help you. Joe Rogan can't help you. Ari can't help you. God can't help you. Only you can help you. Grab your ball, get a notebook, and write down what the fuck you're gonna do this year.
Hard times create hard men. Hard men create soft times. Soft times create soft men. Soft men create hard times.
You were there. You know this. There was no one there to pick up the rucksack, to pick up the boat, to pick up the log, to go in there. It was you. It was you. There was no pat on the back at 300, at 275, at 250, at 220. No, that was you.
I will do what is required. And this work needs doing. And there's just no way around it. And it's just looking at the face of the work and it's like smiling back at me like, no one else is going to do it.
There was no team. It was you. There was no weight loss program or mom and dad waking you up saying you can do it, you can be better, trying to build belief. You built belief when you had nothing. Rock bottom.
We can stay here, get the shit kicked out of us, or we can fight our way back into the light. We can climb out of hell.
How can you expect to have faith in yourself if you can't even keep your own word? So the problem is, we sacrifice the thing that we want, which is self-worth, for the thing which is supposed to get it, which is validation.
It's time to unwrap the potential you can be. Superior, man. It's within you. It's within every single one of us. And the people that have risen to that level were no different than any one of us. It's just they believed it and they're willing to work their ass off to get it.
I firmly believe when you give everything you got to something, right? I'm talking about blood, sweat, and tears, everything you got to something, right? The peace in that is not the result or the reward. The peace is the fact that I gave everything I had to it because this is who I am.
Yeah.
So now, even if it doesn't turn out the way I want it to, I didn't go to the NFL.
Yeah.
That was a dream I had since I was 7. It didn't happen, but it was a certain level of peace that resided inside of me because I knew September 9th, 2006, my last tackle, I can honestly say with every fiber of my being, I gave everything I had to.
Yeah.
And so if God said, ain't this your time, we done with it, all right, cool, what's next?
Yeah. What you need is the one thing I talk about in my book, which is straight up brutal work ethic. You have to be willing to outwork everybody in the world.
You see this guy here staring back at you?
Yeah.
That's your toughest opponents. Every time you get into the ring, that's who you're going against. I believe that in boxing, and I do believe that in life.
But they kept going and kept going and kept going and kept going, because what else is the alternative? To be average again. That sucks, man. And it really sucks when you've tasted success at one point in your life.
Greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day and make that choice when they wake up. So just a mentality, really.
Your biggest enemy is you. My whole book is about you battling yourself. People don't understand it's you against you. The only person that gets in your way is you. Nobody else. It's you.
if everybody who's like at the bottom and feels like they have nothing going for them, reframe that as I have nothing going for me, which also means that I have nothing to lose by taking action, it makes you a much more dangerous person.
Champions do daily what everybody do occasionally. Everybody else does. You just do it daily. You're not.
Yeah, we do.
You're not extraordinary. You just do the ordinary extra. That's it. You. That's what makes you, separates you.
It's the what if I can pull off a miracle. What if I can become someone that no one thinks I can be? And just that, just me talking about that, I have the hair going up on my arms because it makes me just like, what if?
I never ran from anything because I never had nobody to go to. I've always had that where I'm going. Home to get me. Ain't nobody there.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so it's, I've always been in a situation where I'm forced to deal with it myself, so.
You find no answers in the light. None. It's too happy. It's too nice. And we're not, we don't need to be taught how to live in happiness. That just comes naturally to us. Happy moments, but the dark times, man, you can't get there unless you put yourself there.
Whenever I get to a low point where I think, why do I even bother? I just remind myself, this is where most people stop, and this is why they don't win. And this relates to another one, which is a reminder for the gladiators in the arena who feel beat up and scarred with no hope in sight. Building a business is hard. Hard feels sh-. This is what hard feels like, and this is why most people can't do it, but you can.
I define words a lot because it helps me kind of like make sense of the world. And like exceptional is like an obvious one, right? We use the word exceptional like you are not like everyone else. But even saying it like that, like you are not like everyone else. And so if someone says you're not like everyone else, then you can just reframe that as like, I am exceptional. And that's not a bad thing.
So know what your mission is. Know what your intent is. As the commander of your life, know what your intent is, and then fight with everything you've got to win.
Is your goal to survive or thrive or flourish? Because you have probably dealt with everything that life has thrown at you so far. Do you think that it's because of the way that you grasped and controlled and feared and ruminated? Or could it be because you're a capable, competent, gifted person and the world is fundamentally fair and over a long enough time horizon, most people get what they deserve?
The mistakes that I've made, they've taught me. You know, you learn. Like, that's why failure is so important. Like, failing and f***ing up and making mistakes, it's very important. That's how you learn. That's how the bad feeling that you get from something that you shouldn't have done or wish you didn't do or wish you did better. Like, especially failing at something where you half-assed it and you just feel like a loser. Like, that just teaches you.
If what's driving you to ascend that hierarchy is because it's going to make you better and the people around you better, that's good. If you're doing it for your own ego, though, that's a problem.
I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to buy.
We think it's further away than it is. And because we think it's so far away, Jay, we create patterns and behaviors in our life that perpetually keep it there.
If only you wish to be happy, this could be easily accomplished, but we wish to be happier than other people, and this is always difficult, for we believe others are happier than they are.
You fall in love with your own intelligence, boy, and you're going to be in some sort of trouble because I don't care how smart you are, you're not smart enough, and that is not the only virtue.
Do you actually want to do this or not? Because if you actually want to do it, what's going to stop you? Nothing. And if you don't really want to do it, what's going to stop you? Just about anything that comes up. Just about any obstacle that gets in your way becomes an excuse. It becomes a reason. It becomes a rationale for not proceeding down that path.
Because if you're willing to go through all the battling you got to go through to get to where you want to get, who's got the right to stop you? I mean, maybe some of you guys got something you never finished, something you really want to do, something you never said to somebody, something. And you're told no, even after you pay your dues. Who's got the right to tell you that? Who? Nobody. It's your right to listen to your gut. It ain't nobody's right to say no after you earn the right to be where you want to be and do what you want to do.
It's all in your mind. Whatever you hold in your mind will tend to occur in your life.
If you continue to believe as you have always believed, you will continue to act as you have always acted. You will continue to get what you have always gotten. If you want different results in your life or your work, all you have to do is change your mind.
You're a man. You are a man. Stand up and be a man. Make the hard decisions. Make the sacrifices. Make the unpopular decisions. And become comfortable in your own skin. And if you are not a person that you are comfortable being alone with, that is the one person in this universe that you have full power, full right, and full responsibility to change.
I'm obsessed with finding myself now after and not having to prove anything to anybody other than myself and my family, you know, but really myself. And realizing that that is enough. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like giving your best is enough. And sometimes we lose track of that, you know? And yeah, so for anybody out there, you know, you're enough, man.
So if you wake up in the morning and you don't want to do something, you don't care enough about yourself. And that's what you need to really research is, man, why am I not doing this for myself? Because that is the number one purpose in life, is to better oneself. So that's the only purpose I need. So the reason I get up every day, even though there's no race, or there's no school, or there's nothing in front of me, is because I have pride in myself.
And yeah. I'm telling you, you don't need to determine. I'm telling you it's worth it.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you it is worth it. Yeah. And you know what? You actually know it's worth it. That's why you're asking this question. You know it's worth it. You know it's worth it to have discipline, but you think there's an easier way. Yeah. You think that it's something that people have. You think that when Jocko's alarm clock goes off, it's like, oh, just like my father taught me, I rise and I shine. You know, like, no. It's like the pillow feels soft and comfortable.
Yeah.
And the alarm clock is banging on my head and I don't like it. Yeah. But you know what? I know it's worth it to get up and get after it. I know it's worth it, and you know it's worth it.
Here's the thing, though.
We all know it's worth it.
He was like, the only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you, and then you'll forget they exist. And that's when he said, like, success is the only revenge. He's like, it's not the best revenge. He's like, it's the only one. There's no other revenge. Because everything else is petty. Everything else does show that you were thinking about these people all day long, which means they win by default. He's like, all you can do is think about your goal and winning. He's like, and when you win, that's when you become so big that they shrink into irrelevance. You cast a shadow that no one even can see them behind you.
I became obsessed. I became obsessed with being the baddest that God ever created. Am I that? I don't care. I believe it. And I was trying to tell him, once you become obsessed with something, obsessed, it's okay to be unbalanced for a while. It's okay. Don't be all this stuff people say, you got to be balanced. To be the best in the world at what you do, it's not about being a Navy SEAL, people. The best at what you do, you have to be unbalanced to find every bit of energy and strength that you have to pull it off. Then you get balanced once you become great.
It's never gonna make you feel good if you're leaving it on the table, if you're not exercising your potential, if you don't have a purpose, you don't have a mission. The reason you feel like shit is because you know that you're letting your potential die on the vine. You're letting your potential go to waste. And that is an underlying condition that's causing you this anxiety, causing you this stress, causing you this uncomfortable place. But the reality is, you need to solve the underlying problem. And the underlying problem is, you're not exercising your potential. And for that reason, you feel like shit. That's it.
You know, I really don't have regrets. I am a person that says, you know, as soon as you look back in your history and you come up with something that you feel like you want to change, something else has to change. You know, so.
What about your biggest disappointment?
Once again, that's the same analogy. You know, disappointment to me, to win, you got to lose. To be successful, you got to have something that's not.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Success. To be happy, you got to have the support. So I think all of those things have evolved and happened to make me who I am.
All you want to do is go back home. You want the warmth. You may want something to eat. You want your girl to hold you. All those things of comfort are there in that 1 second. And this is where people lose. So what I do in that 1 second, because we all think about quitting and hard. But what you have to do in that 1 second is hard to process information during pain. Because that pain takes over and you can't think rationally. You're thinking about fight or flight, save yourself. That's not a rational thought. It's not a thought that's going to get you through hard times.
If you had to create a human, what would you put them through to make them tough? It probably wouldn't be a really chill life.
Yeah.
What would you put them through to make them patient? You probably wouldn't give them things immediately. And so it's like we want these traits, but each of the traits has a price tag attached to it. And it's just like, do you want to pay the price tag to get the thing? And so I think if people reframe the period of life that they're going through as the price that they're paying out of their wallet, but the wallet is their time, it's the seconds of life that they're trading for it, then I think more people would be willing to make the trade. Because at least when I look at myself, like when I'm 80 something years old and I'm looking back at my life, I want to have these traits. But in order to have those traits, I know I have to go through these things. And I think for me, that's given me a lot of comfort in hard times.
Life isn't fair at all. At all. So what are you going to do about it? I knew that no one was coming back to help me. No one was going to miracle me to be somebody special. So mentality is the only thing that gets us through life. I was an underdog. We are all underdogs in life. Even the baddest person in the world should think that way. So you should always have I've never arrived mentality. And the can't hurt me mentality is no matter where you come from, the sewer or wherever you think you're from, when I got out of the sewer, I got to the road and looked around and said, can't hurt me. Nothing should be able to hurt you. If you believe that, it starts to become true.
You're going to lose sleep. You'll doubt whether it'll work. You'll stress to make ends meet. You won't finish your to-do list. You'll wonder whether you made the right call and have no way to know for years. This is what hard feels like, and that's okay. Everything worth doing is hard, and the more worth doing it is, the harder it is. The greater the payoff, the greater the hardship. If it's hard, good. It means no one else will do it. More for you.
I get happier about the harder it is because I know that no one else will follow.
It's a selection effect.
And I think if you can shift from this is hard to no one else will be able to do this, then it flips from being this thing that you're like, oh, poor me, to oh, poor everyone else who's going to have to fucking try.
Yeah. If you're going to do it, do it. Say what you can do. Do what you say. You can't do it, don't say you can do it. Don't over-leverage yourself. Don't over-leverage a decision and then jump in and kind of dip a toe. I think I'll try it out. Now, think if you're going to try it out beforehand, but when it's time to go, dive. Finish it. Find out. Come out the other side. Don't leave it and go, ooh, if I just would, uh-uh. That keeps me up at night. I think it keeps a lot of us up at night. When you half-ass something and you just don't know, whether you failed or succeeded, got what you want or didn't get what you want, finding out and looking in the mirror and going, I didn't half-ass it. I went all the way. I found out, and that ain't for me. Or I found out, and you damn right that is for me. That's a great place to get to. But the limbo of not knowing, if you half-ass something, the limbo of going, I hedged my bet.
What could have happened?
You don't know. I never forget one time I was running by a graveyard. When I was just trying to become, I was fat. And I ran by a graveyard, and I looked out there, and I have all these epiphanies, man. I have all these moments of like, of it's crazy, man, of just thought. Cause I'm always by myself. I'm always in deep thought about how to be better. And I look out there. I'm like, man, I wonder how many of you in there
f***ers are so upset with how you lived your life. And f***ers regret how you lived it. And I'm running a 300-pound man thinking, man, don't die like this, bro. Don't die like this. So people wonder where this shit comes from me. It comes from such deep thought of trying to see what this is all about. What is this life all about? What am I all about? Why am I here? You know, I had to find purpose. And my suffering, it had a purpose. It had a purpose.
He's hooked. Damn, come on. What's the matter with you?
Tomorrow.
There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow. There is no tomorrow.
It's rarely the information or the intensity that makes things hard. It's the sticking with it that makes it hard. And so the desire that we have to quit is simply breaking the consistency. And so that's why consistency has always been the hardest thing for most people to achieve. But the intensity of what you have to do to be successful is much lower than most people expect. Mm-hmm. And so oftentimes they suffer significantly more in a short period of time than is required to be successful over a much longer period of time with a much lower intensity. The path of personal development is befriending uncertainty. And so I obviously sit from the entrepreneurial perspective, but almost all decisions that you make in the beginning, you have incomplete data and you have to make decisions anyways. And so it's growing comfortable with taking your best bad guess and being directionally correct rather than searching for a perfect answer, because a perfect answer assumes perfect information, which you can only have after you begin. And so in some ways, making a decision is the perfect answer so that you can get the information
feedback
to then improve the quality of the decision later.
Go do something that's hard. Go try and accomplish something that's hard. You may win, you may lose, you may succeed, you may fail. I'll tell you what, you'll be better. If you avoid those things that are hard, if you don't accept that challenge, if you don't step up and step into that cold water, and you sit on your couch and eat Doritos, I can tell you this is not a good move. This is not a good move. Don't do that. Don't do that. Just get up. Move towards that challenge, whatever that challenge is. Move towards that challenge and go attack it. And you may be successful and you may not be successful, but you will be better. And the next challenge, you're going to be more prepared for. And the next challenge after that, you're going to be even more prepared for. And you're going to fail. 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 And then you're going to win. And that's life. Life without those challenges, it's just existence. Don't just exist. Go live.
So it's like if you're playing a video game and the way to win the game was to be make the most successful character, right? You would have probably a really character-driven human being in terms of like they'd be patient, you know, they'd be hardworking. Like you think about all these traits that they would have, right? They'd probably be tough emotionally, like et cetera. All right, cool. That's the character. And that's the person who's going to be really successful. We can all probably agree on that. Okay, how do you create someone who's patient? How do you create someone who's tough? How do you create someone who, right? So all of a sudden, if we had to then engineer the game in order to boost those points, we'd have to get them beat up a lot so that they could get tough.
That's
we'd
right.
have to make them wait a long time so they could become patient.
That's right.
And so to the point that you made about like these people who become really successful have these traits and also share the fact that they've been through all this shit. It's like, well, they got the trait from the shit, and then the trait was the ultimate output of the experience. And that trait then made them super successful that they didn't have earlier.
I calm my mind through calming my body, and I calm my body through work. I make it work, and I make myself do things that are very uncomfortable, that I don't want to do. And by doing that, I develop this strength and perseverance. And some people hear that and like, I don't even want to do that. I don't take a fucking nap. You're exhausting me. Like, I'm not you. I don't want to do that. And they just like, it takes them away from that. And I'm like, you don't even have to do that. Mm-hmm. Just go for a fucking walk every day. It sounds like it's easy to do, but you're just going to, when that walk comes, when you look at your clock, oh, it's 8 o'clock, time to go for that walk. You're like, I don't want to walk. I would just rather play video games. I don't want to walk. I'd rather like read emails. I don't want to walk. I'd rather like scroll through TikTok. But if you just force yourself to go for that fucking walk every day, you will develop mental perseverance. You will develop some tenacity. You will develop the ability to force yourself into work. And it doesn't have to be grueling. It just has to be a thing that you have to do.
Got it.
Those I can't catch a break guys,
yeah.
Get them the fuck away from me. I can't be around those guys. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't want to hear that shit. I don't buy it. Because everybody has bad breaks.
Yeah.
I've had a ton of bad breaks. But you know what I did? I stayed up.
Yeah.
And I thought through it. And I figured out what the fuck I did wrong. And then I went back. It's like I've fucked up everything I've ever done 100 times. There's no other way to do it. And I've had a bunch of shit breaks. Everybody has. But you got to realize when you have those shit breaks what that is. It's an opportunity for you to reassess, reboot, get better, figure out another way, find another way through. It's just little challenges. And the people that look at those challenges and go, why do I always have these challenges? They're cancer. Those people are dangerous to be around. They will rob you of your enthusiasm. They don't give you any fuel. They're the opposite of fuel.
Yeah.
Like the fuel people,
they're the whole
thing. The people that are kicking ass, the people that are out there just hustling, always getting things done. The guy, like my friend Jocko, every morning I'll check his Instagram page, 4:30, shows a picture of his watch, get after it. He's out there working out 4:30 in the morning. He does it every morning. Why? Because he doesn't want to. And that's how you do it. You go and get after it. You don't make any excuses. And those kind of guys are fuel. But those I can't catch a break guys, they're the opposite of fuel. They're just pissing on your fire. They're no fun. And then the people that surround them are all idiots. Because only idiots want to be around I can't catch a break guys.
Yeah.
Only the dummies stick around. After a while, even if they're your good friend, you got to be like, bro, you got to stop. You got to stop with all this I can't catch a break. All the time you're complaining, you could be instead hustling. You could be instead chasing your dream. You could be instead figuring out what you're doing wrong, trying to improve certain aspects of your life, getting your shit together, reading a book, meditating, something. Something. But this I can't catch a break is not helping anybody, and it pushes everybody away from you.
In that dark room is who you are. But in that dark room is where you have to create another human being that walks out of that dark room to face who you are. That's the only way you're going to get over all those things. You have to create someone else. Not like you have two different personalities. It is you. But you have to find strength. Nothing is permanent. And a lot of times you have to learn to perform without motivation. You have to learn to perform without purpose. You have to learn to perform a lot of different things. And that's what people think. They think I need to have this motivation to work out, to study, to be better. So if they don't have it, they just don't do it. And that's where you fail. You have to learn to train your mind well beyond motivation. If you have motivation, that's great. That's some kindling to the fire. All it takes is a little bit of spark, you can burn a whole forest up. But motivation, you have to learn to exist without it. You have to learn to be, you have to be your best self when you're least motivated.
You probably have big goals and dreams, but all the distractions around you are keeping you in a place of Loserville, right? And if you think like, man, winners are born in a certain way, winners have some kind of special pedigree that I don't, the truth is, there's nothing special about winners that you don't have. The only difference is winners spent more time dealing with rejection, doing hard things, and being in a position where they had to exercise resilience, focus, and discipline over and over again. It was a very specific choice that winners made.
Now, when I was 15 years old, I had a very important person in my life come to me and say, who's your hero? And I said, I don't know, I gotta think about that. Give me a couple of weeks. I come back 2 weeks later, this person comes up and says, who's your hero? I said, I thought about it. You know who it is? I said, it's me in 10 years. So I turned 25, 10 years later. That same person comes to me and goes, so are you a hero? And I was like, not even close. No. She said, why? I said, because my hero is me at 35. So you see, every day, every week, every month, and every year of my life, my hero is always 10 years away. I'm never going to be my hero. I'm not going to attain that. I know I'm not. And that's just fine with me because that keeps me with somebody to keep on chasing. So to any of us, whatever those things are, whatever it is we look up to, whatever it is we look forward to and whoever it is we're chasing. To that I say amen. To that I say all right, all right, all right.